the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
That's what I like.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed on the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
They showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines wearing sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Did you offer any fashion advice?
We spent a lot of time on it.
Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, Patriot fans. Welcome to Shop Talk, week number 3. I'm your host, Mike Perriello from the Patriots Pro Shop. Joining me again is Mr. Jim Scollins from PatriotsProShop.com.
Hello, Michael.
And one of the top buyers in the country, in the league. Jeff Breitenbach.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
That's a bold statement.
Says so on my business card.
Guys, I'm going to come right out and get this out of the way. We got to stay optimistic. We got people lined up at every bridge in New England ready to jump, and it's way too early.
It's week two.
Way too early.
Week two.
Yeah. Granted, it was the Jets, but this isn't the Jets from a few years ago. It's a good team. We lost.
Agreed.
Move on. You know.
Team's already moved on.
The good news is we get them here in a few games up the road.
Correct.
When it will matter.
And that, Jeff, you just said it. The team moved on, but the fans haven't. So
we've been spoiled around here the last few years.
We have.
I haven't moved on.
That's we're going
to
get
you
through that.
I know you're wearing a green shirt, and frankly, it made me a little angry.
It's intimidating. See?
He does have a green shirt on, doesn't he?
I'm on the nerve.
How dare he?
It's bad enough I have a cold. I have to sit and look at that.
It means money.
Oh, well.
We're in retail.
It is a green Patriots shirt, though.
It is a green Patriots.
All right.
So, you know, we lost, and the fans are upset, but, you know, we got some product to move.
The good news was the first half, we dominated that game. I felt like, you know, at halftime, I had a really good feeling we were going to win. It just sort of fell apart. So, doesn't mean we can't. I'd feel much worse if we got blown out.
Exactly.
Then it'd be like, oh, shit. Oh, shoot. We don't have a chance to catch them, you know?
Jim. Yeah.
That was Jeff Breitenbach.
Sorry.
That's a hell of an impersonation,
you. You know what I mean? If we had lost by 40 points or if it was like the Bengals game reverse, you know, but it wasn't like that.
Right. And we've had plenty of diehard fans this week. You know, I don't know, sales online, you can speak of that, but the Pro Shop's been strong. We've had just another week. We're just gearing up for the weekend and Bills at home. And
I feel sorry for Buffalo.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be Buffalo.
Yeah, it's probably.
Did you see Tom Brady's passion post-game?
Yeah.
Yeah, passion.
Well, we'll see. See how where that goes.
Other news.
Other news?
Maroney's gone.
Yeah, that's Maroney is gone.
We're having a huge Maroney blowout sale.
Big Maroney blow-up sale. You know, for those of you out there, hey, it's still a Patriot jersey.
That's right.
And it's a good way to wear the colors.
A lot of people just want a Patriot jersey. Doesn't matter what the name is on the back.
Especially
they just want
kids.
To support the team.
Kids are big with
kids, absolutely.
We have all sizes, infant, toddler, preschool, youth, right?
Yep.
Some left of each size, so go online or come into the store.
And, you know, maybe this, a lot of people like to get a nice, authentic jersey, but they don't want to, I don't want to wear it to a game. I don't want to get ruined.
Right.
Well, this could be your, you know, sure. You had school clothes when you were little and your play clothes. These are your play clothes.
Yep. Right? There you go.
Done. You should be sold out of them by the end of the show.
You can buy the Maroney bobblehead just to flick his head around if that's what you wanted to do.
We could do. I think it'd be more of a flick by a lot of people.
You know, flick him in the head every now and then.
And prices are reasonable. You mentioned the authentic jersey.
Yeah,
Mike.
Fire away.
Normally they're $250. Well, Maroney's are $75. I mean, how can you go wrong?
That's a deal.
That's a great deal.
Still
great,
the same.
We've sold a ton of them online. I mean, people are definitely buying them. So, well, some people may not want them for various reasons. Yep. There's a lot of people that do. And, you know, if money's tight for a lot of people right now. If you want a Patriots jersey and you don't want to pay full price, you can pick up a Maroney for pennies on the dollar.
And if you don't want the authentic jerseys, we got replicas that normally go for $80 a piece down to $25.
I think there's even a few throwbacks left.
Yeah. We'll be wearing the throwbacks this year.
That's right. So. That's it's a sharp looking jersey.
So you can buy that now in preparation of the game.
Nice. Well, I mean, I don't know. How much, anything else on Maroney? As much as I'd love to talk about them.
Well, if you want me to go down the price list here, we got youth Maronis from $60 to $20. Preschools from $45 down to $10.
Jackpot.
Jackpot.
Toddlers right? from $40 to $10. Infants from $35 to $10. And we got some bobbleheads for $10. Autographed merchandise. We got some autographed footballs for $50. His mini helmet.
Sweet.
There you go. Autographed authentic helmet, $200, which is less than the cost of a regular authentic helmet.
That is correct.
Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
It is. Yeah, I mean,
it's nice to see Jason back in the booth.
Yes, Jason, and joining us for the first time this year.
Hi, Jeff.
Welcome.
The that just to stay on that authentic helmet. So you have Maroney sign it. You're basically buying it cheaper than what you would just buy a regular helmet, and just get more
signatures. Add more signatures to it.
Bump up the, you know, come on.
Then Maroney just blends in.
That's right.
Exactly.
Sign it yourself.
That's right.
That's they may want a Mike Perriello autograph.
If you order it online,
there.
I'll sign it. I'll sign it.
Sure.
We'll sign it.
We'll sign the helmet.
We want the value to go up.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
We all sign it and we'll sell it next week for $20.
Yeah, that'll, that's a problem.
Maroney and Shop, Shop Talk Guy's autographed helmet.
It's not the route you want to go.
No.
Well, hey.
But anyway, there's a lot of that merchandise, and there's definitely a market for it. We're selling a bunch of it online, so
got it in the pro shop as well and online. Good.
Excellent.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Let's kind of touch base on the last week.
You mean starting from last week's show when you didn't show up?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's the show.
What happened last week?
Well, I got abducted.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a Jets radio show, and I was walking in. I just remember the black tarp. Out here in the tunnel by the
it's
locker
like
room.
Like that scene out of Old School.
Yeah.
And with your wife coming out of Home Depot.
I woke up.
You
and
heard Metallica music in the background.
An abandoned building in the Meadowlands, and they just held me there. But I escaped. I escaped.
They wanted all the retail secrets, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, nice to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. You know, so, you know, I did listen to the show, though. It was a great show.
Tracy
was the highlight.
Someday we'll have her on when you're in here.
Yeah.
Hilarity.
Did you ever
ensue.
Think this was a Superman thing that maybe I am Tracy?
Nope.
Have you ever seen us together in the studio at the same time?
No, but I still don't think that's a problem.
We want to look into
that. That's a bad visual, Mike. With blonde hair.
Oh, but as a woman in brunette hair, you'd be okay with that?
No.
Now you're scaring me.
Speaking of guests, is Ken going to join us at any point?
Yes. I will get Flanders in for a show soon. Maybe next week.
This is all contract related.
We should call him up and find out if you.
Yeah.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Shoot.
Of course.
There goes that idea.
Can never get a hold of him when you want him.
You can't.
I work with the guy.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
Maybe we have to do that abduction on him.
Ah, there you go.
Just right before the show. Just.
Do we still have our white pro shop van? Because that would be perfect.
I can get that back. Yeah, I can get it back.
All right.
That'd be.
I'd like to film that,
Jeff.
Talk about YouTube.
He's probably a black belt that we don't even know about. And he takes three of us down in one.
I have the Metallica music. We can crank that up. So
I like this.
So what's selling in the store, Mikey?
Well, actually, Jim, good question. I was going to kind of start last week with what we saw on the sidelines. I know Jeff's been kind of scouting out, making sure that we're selling and what the players are wearing and coaches. And the sideline stuff is hot right now. I mean, real hot. Which I don't know. I mean, I saw the game, but I wasn't smart enough to take
it. They pretty much wore the same things that they did last week.
Yep.
You know what I saw a lot of people wearing, not to interrupt them, sorry, other teams too, was that sideline hat for this year with Patriots written across the other teams wearing their version, obviously.
Yeah, the player cap.
I watched Red Zone on Sunday, so you see all the games, all the scores, so you get sideline shots of them. So many players wearing that hat.
Oh, yeah.
The hat and the visor, yeah.
Right.
Which we carry both, yeah.
Right.
Our players don't seem to have it on the sidelines, but we do carry it. And you're right, the other teams have been wearing it.
I saw it all over the place.
Bengals and Jets did, so. But the coaches have been wearing their hats.
Nice.
Statement polos have been visible on the sidelines. The lightweight jacket, the hot jacket, sideline hot jacket.
Right.
A lot of people wore it here on the Bengals game.
I saw one guy wearing a Belichick hood.
Yep. Ivan Fears and the head guy, I think.
Yeah, some guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's new.
He's yelling a lot.
The man in charge, I think, had it on as well. But that Navy Belichick hood, yep. got a lot of visibility this weekend. So, Jim, I believe there's a search. People can go look for all these items. Shop Talk, one word?
Sure.
Online?
What's the address of your little site there?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I set the search up for those.
No, it's still on there from last week.
Okay, that's right.
Because they're all basically the same items.
True.
Yep.
That's good. Sideline stuff's obviously selling well. The name and number tees, I know in the pro shop, they're rocking.
Yeah. Can't keep them. I mean, they give us more of them, they're gone in a couple of days.
Right, absolutely.
Got another big shipment in today.
And you missed last week, Mike, when we talked about there's more players coming too, which is going to be
fun. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Can you name the six new guys I ordered last week?
Yeah, let's see if you really did listen.
Easy.
If you listened, you'd know.
Easy.
Bledsoe. Coach. I don't know. I listened, but I just short-term memory. Oh. The ongoing.
I saw one in the images folder, and I mentioned it to Jason. That's right.
Back order.
That's right.
You need to get Flanders back on the phone and find out where they are. That was his little baby. He was doing specifically for you. That is the truth.
We get a bunch of images of stuff that's coming in, and I saw a long sleeve polo, so I mentioned it to Jason when I saw him in the hall one day.
Yeah.
He was very excited.
I have not seen it yet, and I think Ken whispered to me that they didn't make it.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know if that's true or not.
NFL Shop is selling it.
Well, NFL Shop is a different animal.
They're posting it.
Yeah.
You may get a little.
I can't believe you said that. Those words aren't to be spoken in this room.
We might have to start the NFL Shop talk.
I will come right through that glass.
That's the enemy there.
I'm walking out.
After school parking lot.
I'm walking out.
if they gave an employee discount too, I'd order from them. But
evil.
I always support the pro shop.
Evil.
Watch your back.
Wow. Well. The blank, blank, blank shop. That's what he called it. Hmm. Ooh.
All right. Goes around, comes around.
All right, topic for another day.
I don't think I can go on.
Why are we like Kevin producing the show better than Jason?
Get Kevin back in here.
Yeah. Did I say it was nice to have you back? I don't think I did.
He never used that kind of language.
You know, we have a lot of respect for Jason.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Good, Kevin's back. Get him back.
All right, excellent.
So, guys, what else? I'm just looking at everything we've sold in the pro shop that were the hot items. See a lot of...
You never named the six new...
I said I didn't know.
Oh.
Fire away. I want
to
know.
I thought you listened to the show, though.
I did.
Fire.
I listened to Tracy.
Jim, do you remember?
Yes, I remember most, I think. Hernandez.
Yes.
Gronkowski.
Yes.
There was a defensive guy that I didn't get last time.
There were three.
Oh, boy. Spikes?
No.
Shoot.
But I am going to order him.
All right.
Because we got his jersey, so
right.
We didn't do the team. But I am going to order
two defensive players?
Yes. Three.
Chung,
yes.
Just say them.
Number one pick.
Oh, McCourty.
I liked this game last time. Was Jason being mean to you, by the way?
He used bad language.
Thank you for being back.
That's no fun.
No.
He returned an interception for a touchdown in week one.
Guyton.
There you go. Easy.
And this other guy also had a touchdown for about 96 yards.
Tate?
Yes.
That's a good
one. There you go.
See, he remembers. He was at the show last week.
He's just going to give me the stats, and then it's more the statistic.
There you go. Yeah. No, that's going to be awesome.
Yep.
I mean, I'm seeing these things everywhere. That is definitely the hot thing, regardless if it's short sleeve. I'm already seeing it with the long sleeve underneath it.
You can layer it yourself.
Layer it.
We even produced a new little category on the Pro Shop website. If you go into men's, there's a T-shirt area. Now the T-shirts will break down into subcategories, one of which is name and number tees.
That's good.
So make it really easy to find them.
You're wicked smart.
Jim's always trying to improve that little website.
Well, you make it easier. Make it easier to find what you're looking for.
That's good. Well, fall items, that's what I see a lot of that stuff.
Tons of sweatshirts and light jackets going by the last week or so. Got cold fast.
Yeah, and we've been saying this.
Even though today it's in the 80s and I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah, it's a bizarre day. But we have been saying how people kind of sit and wait, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I saw that in September, October. It's not a means to get people to buy now. It's true. Yep. You gotta get it. We'll do our best to keep stuff in stock, but there's a lot of items.
Right.
That's only
we'll
one
get
shot.
That, we'll get that phone call next month going, I saw a sweatshirt there right. and I really want it and it's
and you only
been
have
gone
smalls.
For 3 weeks. You're down to just smalls. So buy it. If you see it and you like it, buy it now.
Buy it now. Yep. Absolutely. I mean, the sideline jackets.
Did I mention we take PayPal online? I don't think the store.
Oh, you do? Really?
We do. Yes, we do.
Oh, I did not know that.
A lot of people use PayPal now, and you can pay with PayPal.
Nice.
Not accepted in the store.
Why would we need that?
Just people like to pay with it. Online at patriotsportshop.com, you can pay with PayPal.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yet another improvement Jim's doing to his little website there. Mm. Very good.
It is.
Thank you, Jeff.
It is top-notch.
You're welcome. Patriotsportshop.com.
.com.
Leaders in the industry.
We try.
I don't know. Well,
you want to talk about some of these sweats? I want to talk about that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. The guys brought a nice,
we brought a
nice bin of goods.
You know what's
here.
Been selling a ton? That this throwback vintage
right.
hoodie.
Yep.
Right, comes in red and
yep.
navy.
Two versions.
We have the navy version with us today. It's got the, sort of the. I don't know what you call it.
It's the word appliqué. It's like right. like a patch appliqué.
Right. It's like it's sewn on letters, sewn on Pat Patriot logo. It's got a real vintage look and feel to it. It's a great piece.
Yep.
Sold tons of these. And again, it comes in navy and red. So
that again is another sideline piece that's only available this year. We're hoping we might be able to bring it back next year, but for now, it's limited quantities.
It's not like that. Chintzy cheap sweatshirt.
It's
a nice sweatshirt. Yeah.
It's like that one we had last year that was really popular, that Boston Patriots one. It's,
right.
it's just like that.
Yeah.
It's real nice. Even the string, like the pull hoodie,
right.
is like this thick cord. You know, it's just a great.
It's this year's version of the Boston Patriots
right.
one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great item.
Real nice.
And it will go and it will be gone. So if you like it and you see
but
it.
But it's also timeless.
It is timeless.
Buy this. I mean, it's. Yeah.
And it's old school.
It'll never go out of fashion.
That's right. It's a beauty. I'm just looking at some of the sweatshirts online. What else you got up there? By the way, this is all on patriotsproshop.com or at the Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium.
This is what's this one called again, Jeff?
The Overtime Full Zip Hood.
Right. We didn't have a lot of these over the last couple of years, like full zip sweat jackets with hoods.
Right.
So this one we got in and it sold like crazy.
We're getting a few more of them coming in.
Full zip hoods?
Yes.
I like those.
Yep.
I like those.
I think in years past, we've had one a year, maybe.
That's what I mean. You don't see too many of them,
and,
so it's kind of neat.
The popularity is coming back, so we've done a few different versions. We may have a red version of this, too. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
It almost has that look of a certain baseball team from a few miles north of here.
I've heard of them.
The lettering.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's nice. People like it. This one's done really, really well, the overtime.
It's classy.
Full zip hood.
Overtime full zip hood.
Let's switch over to ladies for a second.
Oh, yes.
One for the ladies.
Go ahead, please. You're a ladies' man. Do it.
This is a gray throwback full zip hood.
You know what's funny about
also
that?
Also vintage.
Yeah, Jim.
Is that what it's called?
I believe so.
It's got a
but
very
not the same type of vintage.
Right.
Old school, would you call it almost 70-ish text coming down the front side of it?
It does look 70-ish.
You know what's cool about that? I've noticed in the store.
Like disco.
We have gotten, everyone from cheerleaders that I'm sure dress very hip and
sure,
they're in touch with style to people like probably like our parents.
Yep.
I mean, that's what's cool about this women's stuff. I mean,
that's a good point. I could see.
No, it's true.
I could see both of those
applies
that range
all.
Of people wearing this.
That throwback stuff works so well because you got the younger crowd thinks it's cool and the older crowd is that's their logo. So
exactly.
You see it with
exactly.
the men's stuff as well.
Yep. Good point.
Thanks.
This is a newer ladies piece. I forget the name of this. This is a pullover hood.
I believe it's the midform.
Right, midform 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
This one actually is not online, and I'm going to put this online either later tonight or tomorrow.
That's cool. That looks kind of more sideline-ish. It's got that. It's a navy body with that gray underpiping. And
right.
That's cool.
Script logo across the front.
That's a good piece.
But there's so many new ones. Ladies in general, Jeff can speak to it better, has just blown up. I mean,
right.
We move more of it because we have more of it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And not just clothing, it's headwear, it's we're now getting into novelty items, more applicable to women, the spa kit we have, the nail polish in team colors. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of the spa kits go by. That's a neat item.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
We didn't bring one of those with us though.
Well, we'll when we discuss ladies' items.
We should bring, yeah, that's good.
On a ladies' show.
Give one away maybe.
We'll give one away.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So if you're go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you're sitting at home again, this is all, most of this is online. Some of it's so new, it hasn't hit.
Right, it'll be online before the end of the week.
It's kind of a sneak preview.
There's a lightweight men's jacket, like a almost like a windbreaker, but it's got, I think it's got a thin liner to it as well.
Yeah.
It's the Eli.
The Eli. The good thing about this piece is it's relatively cheaper in price. This is a $49.95 retail, where most of the sideline jackets are upwards of $75.
That's a good price.
So it's lightweight. It's full zip. I believe it has the Velcro adjustable.
I think it does, yeah.
On the sleeve by the wrists, so if you wanted to keep the wind out of your forearms, you can adjust those.
I like
so.
That. Let me get one of those for myself.
Ooh,
but yeah, at $50, it's really a good price point.
Well, man, this is like the endless bucket. I love it. Go ahead.
We're here to talk about product, Mike.
I know. I'm excited.
This beast is the sideline. What is this, technically the sideline jacket?
United sideline hoodie. This, people have probably seen other teams wear it. It's that digital camo look that we discussed, I believe, last week or the week before.
Dark gray, light gray, white.
Yep.
You got to check this out. If you can get down
really
the store,
hard to describe.
See it in person, it's cool. Yep. It's cool material. That's going to be a smoking hot piece.
Yep.
That'll be online tomorrow.
Yeah. And you will see injured players, I believe, on the sidelines wearing it.
Right.
For all teams, pretty much.
Right.
Yep.
No, it's really unique. Definitely something different.
You can tell they've worn that version of T-shirts for training and stuff. A lot of the teams have. So it's their workout top for this year. But this is the...
What is the material? It's like
this
a
is the player hood.
Bonded fleece kind of thing?
I believe so, yeah. Let me take it out of the plastic here.
So it's durable.
Yes, it's like a bonded fleece outside with a fleece inside.
Right, so really comfortable on the inside because it's that really soft fleece, but
very
that durable, nice. A durable bonded, you know, sheer, shiny sort
it
of
It is sharp looking, though, that's for sure.
It's cool. It's a cool piece.
Yep.
All right, so speaking of fall items, since might as well get this going now, let's do a trivia question. Give the item of the week. Let's make it a fall item.
Let's do it.
What are we thinking? Belichick?
Navy Belichick hood.
The Navy Belichick hood.
Good item.
He wore it on the sidelines.
Yes.
Ivan Fears wore it, too, I believe.
Yeah. It's obviously, everybody knows what the gray one looks like. It's been around forever.
That's your standard.
So the Navy one.
I like
fresh update.
I kind of like the Navy a little better.
Fresh update to an old classic.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well put.
It just came to me.
It's amazing. So yeah.
Sounds like something you heard over at Reebok.
Yeah, he picked plagiarism.
That's how they advertise it on blankblankblankshop.com.
I will knock you right off that stool. I swear. You people are really pushing me today.
Instead of I'm going to kiss you, I'm going to hit you.
I will knock you clean off that stool.
So we'll make that the giveaway item. And the question will be, Jeff, want to fire it away?
Let Jim do it.
Go ahead.
Okay,
I did the last.
If you don't know the answer to this question, you don't deserve a Belichick hood. That's the way I look at it. The question is, where did Coach Bill Belichick's father coach college football?
That's
correct. Where was he a coach for many, many years?
And you can call in at 508-543-7482 or email webradio@patriots.com. Again, 508-543-7482. Someone's getting a pretty...
And if you call and give the wrong answer, you'll be banned from listening to Shop Talk for 2 weeks.
We will find you.
Banned. We can do it with IP addresses and stuff. We'll figure it out.
We have a lot of satellite
so
stuff.
So you better be right.
Jim's tech savvy like that.
We can do. We have the technology.
Hey, you're doing so much online, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, that's what it is. So,
it's all done with cookies.
Leaders of the industry.
You know, I'm sure we want to talk about more product, but I just wanted to kind of clue people in on some cool stuff that's happening in the store. If you don't mind.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Maybe I'll step out.
This past week. No. You know, if people are in the listening area that can get to the pro shop, I think we've said it before, you literally could come any time during the week, 10 a.m., 9 at night, and you're going to get some, you are bound to run into somebody. We've had just a flurry of players, and I don't know if it's been more this year, coming into the store shopping. You know, Gronkowski, everyone. This
very
is
cool.
Defense, it's who you name it, they've been in. And it's just random times they pop in.
You never know who you might run into.
You know, a lot of the players shop online at patriotsproshop.com.
That's right. You know, they
not
do,
in the store.
They shop there, and we had the Welker family was in, the Brady family was in, a lot of the Brady family was in. So you know, they were buying a bunch of stuff. You know, it's just stuff like that. The one funny thing is, we had a Japanese TV station.
Oh, right.
Come in this past week and interviewed. I talked to them, and we did. They did a piece on Patriots merchandise and NFL merchandise, and it's pretty unbelievable. It's starting to.
Anybody from Azteca come in yet?
Ooh. Well, yeah.
Keep an eye on Ricky
and
Rudy.
Be sitting next to you. We'll get that. She'll get
you learned a little Japanese, I heard.
yeah, tell us. They interviewed you.
Yeah, they. Yeah, yeah. Not. Yep, they did. There's some comical moments. I had to.
Can we YouTube that?
Not yet. I am getting the tape, and I promised a couple of guys in our department I'll show it because they made me say stuff in Japanese, and I don't know what I said. I may have said
you might be famous.
I'm
going to
put your cat in, you know, the trunk, or I don't know what I said, but it was pretty funny. I guess it's a some show they do over there and
crazy Japanese shows.
Yeah,
who knows what they had you say?
They probably have a. Yeah, God knows what I said.
And I told you it means buy this, and it turns out.
Next thing we know, he's going to be on Silent Library.
That's right.
Speaking of crazy Japanese shows, just a quick little story to share with you guys. So the show before yours, John Rook's show, that he does from his mother's basement, we had actually the Buffalo color commentator
right
on today just to give a little opposition, you know, type thing.
Was he in his mother's basement too?
No, he was actually on the road, but funny story, he texted me his cell phone number. And just said, you know, give me a call between 3:30 and 4. So I give him a call, and he must have pressed, like, a wrong digit, so it was off by one number. So I ended up getting somebody in, like, Japan who didn't speak English twice. And they were just screaming at me in Japanese or Chinese over the phone. Probably thinking it was, like, some long-distance bill that I was trying to run up.
Next time, just call the pro shop. Oh, Mike will help you through
that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, Mike knows a good three words of Japanese.
Absolutely.
It was a great end to the day. And also, just one question for you guys. Since we're doing this trivia every week, can people just call in or can they email? Because some people at work we run into during the earlier programming can't call, so they send a lot of emails.
Definitely
instead.
Emails.
Absolutely, either or.
Just to spread the word out there to everybody.
No, that's good idea. Good.
Mike, why don't you give the contact information again?
I will, and I believe I did. Web radio, I don't think I need to spell that, at patriots.com or again 508-543-7482. Leave the S out for Scollins, Jim Scollins. Like that, Jim?
Patriots Pro Shop.
but anyway, we actually do have an email that just came in. It's from Chantel. Let's see here.
Is that the same person as last week?
I don't believe
Maybe,
so.
Maybe, I don't know.
It may have been. From
no,
no,
that I believe the, well, I don't know. What was last week's winner?
Well, that was the last week's winner. I don't know. It sounds like, I spell the name?
Chantal.
It sounds like the same person last week, yeah.
Okay. We have a. Let me just check this. I'm having a little computer glitch here. Speaking of stuff in the store, you know, for
what's cooking?
Some of the guys.
I saw you looking at me.
No, I just want to make sure we're good with the email coming in.
Yeah, the email's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so we had a handful of cheerleaders come in. So I just wanted to continue on. Who's coming into the pro shop?
It's a handful five.
Hmm.
Five cheerleaders.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Would you say there was a plethora?
A plethora.
Okay.
And it was funny. They seem to.
With that the, sounds with like the guy, more.
The players come in. They kind. Some of the guys. Some of the fans in there don't pick up on who they're players. Cheerleader walks in. Most of they were in some sort of warm up thing. So it's kind of comical that you know there's a cheerleader standing there, and next to them is one of the say like Gronkowski. Maybe not Gronkowski. He's pretty big, but some of the linemen and. And, you know, it's just, they're walking right by him. It's like one time we did a show in-house here with Wes Welker undercover selling product on the sales floor. And it was funny.
I saw Lawyer Malloy hold the door open to the store. And people walked in and just said thank you and didn't even realize that it was Lawyer
so
Malloy.
So many of those instances that happens.
That's why when you're in the store, you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Keep it on a swivel.
Yep.
Big store there. So anyway, to answer the trivia question, it is from Chantel. I think I'm saying that right. She says, hey, guys, is the answer Navy, the Naval Academy? I would love to wear that sweatshirt. Thanks, and keep up the good work. I'm more surprised at the good work part. We'll keep up the work. But James?
I'm really glad that she doesn't have to be banned.
Yes. So
she's correct.
She is correct. That's Belichick. Fantastic.
Do we have a round of applause?
Well, it's there.
It's ours.
There it is.
There we go.
We are in front of thousands. What's our studio audience hold here? 2,500 people?
Yeah, at something
least.
Like that.
Yeah.
At least.
So if you want to email back. I have your contact info here, so you're all set.
Yeah, we'll ship that right out.
We need size.
Back with the size.
Hopefully they do.
Yep.
Otherwise, we're going to play a guessing game.
Yep.
And we will be wrong. so that's great. Yeah, he coached at the Naval Academy.
Steve Belichick, right?
That's right.
That's correct.
Yeah. That famous photo of him and Coach hugging with the Gatorade thing.
Great photo.
Absolutely.
And also, I don't know if you guys have this item in the pro shop or not, but there was a book written about Steve and Bill's relationship called The Education of a Coach.
We do have it.
We sell
there
that.
You go. Yep. Another plug there. Yep. See, I know my merchandise.
Good job.
It's a
Good
great
job.
Book.
It's a fantastic read. I read it.
There's another book out that's a little better that's coming out. It's the relationship between Jeff and Jim in retail. And,
wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Lasts about 3 pages and
it's a train wreck. That's a truck.
But yeah, you're gonna get blindsided with that. But
seems like yesterday I walked into that warehouse in June of 2005 and met Jeff.
Your eyes met.
The end.
The end. guys, today was Wednesday. For the bazillion people that listen to the show around the world, Wednesday here at the stadium, we have pizza. And it was a smaller crew today, but every Wednesday when we're on the show, we talk about it.
I had pizza.
We had
Flanders was a no-show.
Yep. So, props again to Omega Pizza in Foxborough, which is very popular amongst the players. But they're great. If you're ever in town, early for a game, shopping, go to Patriot Place.
Do you think if you keep mentioning their name, they're going to give us free pizza?
I'm banking on it. I am banking on it.
Because they don't.
I think Tom Brady dropped their name once.
Yeah.
A year or two ago.
Yep.
He likes Omega.
Neat place.
Yep.
But that's a little way from the stadium.
Yep.
Actually, CBS Scene in Tavolino's, but CBS Scene at Patriot Place is
I had a CBS Scene pizza the other day. Really good.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while. We should
really
do that.
Really good.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to have pizza Thursday. Done tomorrow. So those are some of the crazy things, but I'm not sure if we have to go to break, Kevin. Do we want to give us a quick yes or no before
we can? You don't have to.
Why don't
to
we before
okay.
we launch into a
sounds good
new thing? Thank you. So we'll be back with Shop Talk very quickly, and we'll have some new topics for you.
Yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains.
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game, 5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services NA, Bank of America NA, member FDIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
It's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to.
I'm going to use my microphone now.
Oh.
We are back from...
Fred Kirsch does that at least once a week.
That's a novel idea.
Hey, Kevin came
Mike's
in.
Talking
and I was
about,
polite.
I just shaking my head no at him. Like,
he doesn't point to microphone. He's like, you idiot. But anyway, obviously we're back on. At least I came in a little bit late here. But we're going to...
And you missed last week.
I did. I got to get my A game together. So, I don't know. We got some other topics we want to go over. One, the one that everybody wants to know about is what happened to the North Attleboro Red Mites the past 2 weeks, because I wasn't here last week. Well, I got some great news.
I have the whole seat, but I'm only going to need the edge.
Oh, it's be ready. So
it's
you
my
know,
favorite expression.
That's why I said it.
It's a great one. So we played Foxborough, and
you got crushed, right?
We beat them.
Wow.
31-19. And
I should have gone to that
the kids
game.
Played great. And it was a great day. They have a great field down there, by the way. To, you know, they actually had a pretty good team.
Was that Foxborough?
Was that Foxborough?
Yep. Ernie George Field.
Yes, yes, correct. And then this past week, we won again. We went against a pretty big team, Hopkinton, Mass.
Wow.
I think they were the Raiders. And that's right. And they pulled it off again. I mean, you got to see this. If anybody's got kids, these kids start from looking at the sky when you put pads on. They don't know what's going on. And this is a full-blown team now.
Yeah, I should have gone to that Foxborough game. When's the next one that's
I think
local?
We could
Jeff and I will come.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll let you know the schedule.
Please do. We could go to North Attleboro, I suppose.
Yeah, it'd be a
is
big
it your
game.
Son? Is it your son that plays?
Yeah, my son plays.
What position does he play?
Oh, he's, well... He's
not all the news is good.
Not all the news is good. He's our end, which is like a tight end on offense, and he's on the D line. We kind of switch him around, but
versatile.
Yeah, well, he's a middle sized kid, so but he's on the D line. But unfortunately, Monday night at football practice, he was kind of reaching for a ball on the ground. I don't know if it was a fumble, and one of our other players stepped on him and he broke his arm.
Oh my God!
So if you have him on your fantasy, Mike
Make sure,
football
instant
team,
instant drop,
drop him. There's a pick up another kid.
That's
kid
harsh,
out
Dad.
Of
that's harsh.
Braintree. That's the nose guard, pick him up. But yeah,
speaking of which, not to interrupt you, but have you seen that new commercial with the phone where the football player is on the doctor's bench and his knees all
ice?
Oh,
yeah, that's great.
And he's like, Doc, I just got your email that I'm out for the season.
Yeah, he's getting all the breaking news from the phone. Yeah, that's funny. So we won again. We won 18-6, and that was a tough game. But I mean, I don't know. I wish I could just get my kids at home to. We say it, and they're doing it. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's definitely the coaches, but it's a lot of fun.
So you're an assistant coach on the team, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
we went over that.
Now your son's hurt. You still have to go to every practice and every game?
Oh yeah, he wants to.
He still wants to go?
Yeah. So
love the passion. Love the passion.
He actually,
sign of a good leader right there.
He actually asked me, because he was our kicker too. It's not a lot. It's just a kickoff during the games. We don't kick field goals, but he had asked me after the cast, well, I can still kick, right? And I was like, you know, it's not going to happen, you know, because he forgets when you kick, you got to go tackle the guy. But yeah, so he's bummed out. But anyway, that's the Red Might update. I want to get that out because I know people from like China and Australia, that's all they care about.
Tell Jack we're thinking.
Especially those ones I was calling earlier today, right?
Yeah.
That's right. You should give me a picture of that. I can send it out on our Twitter or Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That would be. Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Have you had the team photo yet?
We have had the team photo.
There you go.
And I
would love to post that on the Pro Shops Facebook page.
You know what? Maybe something one of these weeks we'll give a Red Might. That'll be a giveaway.
There you go.
How you like that?
Autographed team photo?
I like it.
Autographed team photo. I'll get the
throw the autographed photo in with like a Red Might sweatshirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
yeah. I'll get some from maybe our hometown to watch. But
do the Red Mites have cheerleaders?
They don't. There's only, I think, only one of the Might teams, or maybe two. Just the way they structure it with the travel, and I don't know exactly how it works, but so we're okay with that. Yeah.
Okay.
But they've cheered a couple times for us, and you know, they hold out the banner when you run through it at the beginning of the game. That whole thing. So it's big time.
Excellent.
Yeah, next game will be on NFL Network. Yeah, that'd be great. But what else you got? It was Jim. You were talking something about the iPhone.
Oh, we're gonna do a little promo on the iPhone. So if you do not already have the Patriots app for the iPhone, please go download it. Sometime in the next couple of days, we're gonna put a little offer up there where if you buy the earbuds for iPod or iPhone, you can get a code that'll give you 10% off your entire Pro Shop order. Sorry, I'm losing my voice.
Is that right? He's getting
that. I wish it was always this deep. So that's kind of cool, though. If you have that app on your phone, you know, to get 10% off your entire order, just buy those earbuds.
You said it was just the iPhone?
To be honest, I'm not sure. It's on the iPhone, but. Yeah.
He sounds very tough with this new voice, though.
He does.
Maybe I'll keep it.
Get off my lawn.
It's kind of like a Dirty Harry website. Thing.
PatriotsProShop.com.
We'll have people coming in the Pro Shop just to see if that's actually the way he talks in real life.
Yeah. see if the name, the voice fits the face.
It does not.
It does not. I don't know. What else, guys? It's got to be something hot that's coming down the pipeline here that kind of stay tuned. What about next week?
Next week's show.
Well, yeah. Go ahead. What do we got?
We have a special guest next week. We're going to talk about sports memorabilia.
A hot topic right now.
Absolutely. But Matt Lane from Sports Images, who deals with a lot of the players and signings and in the memorabilia business, is going to call in and answer your questions.
Call in on what?
508. I don't have my glasses on. Oh.
The Ace Ticket Hotline, brand new this week for you guys.
Oh.
We have
joining
a sponsor.
Us on the Ace Ticket Hotline.
You like that?
I see that now.
We're a first-class operation now.
Does that mean we get tickets?
That's what everybody, from the PFW guys to Rook to everybody asked me today, and I don't have an answer, but I would assume no.
Well, you're going to look into that. We'll have an answer for that next week, right?
I'll look into it.
But, next week's show will be about sports memorabilia. I believe Matt is going to, I don't know if he'll bring an item, but he's generously going to donate a signed piece by somebody, either a current or former player. And we will come up with some sort of raffle and or giveaway.
We'll have to come up with some good questions or a question.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. We might do something a little unique and because it's going to be a valued item.
We've been selling a ton of autograph stuff in the last couple of weeks. I mean, a shocking amount.
That's what, yeah.
I think because we didn't have a lot of it for a while. We just got a bunch of stuff back in when the players came back for the regular season.
Yeah.
I actually made a list of some of the newer guys that we got in the last 3 or 4 months. We've gotten Edelman to sign some things, Mike Wright, Brandon McGowan, Patrick Chung, Gerard Mayo, Kevin Falk, Gary Guyton, Darius Butler, Sam Bam Cunningham, ooh, and of course your quarterback Tom Brady. So we've got all kinds of new players and items signed, unique items.
In my office, I have a piece of the field wrap from last year,
right,
that's been framed and signed by Tom Brady.
Yeah. We should brainstorm like a 3-part question or something, ooh, next week.
Yeah, make it really difficult.
Yeah, you really should. Like you have to have all 3 parts to the question, like, ooh, some tricky question where it's like either like a number or a name of a player, then the year, or like what you took, but you know, something like that.
We might make it last a week too.
There you go.
Maybe not give it away that particular show,
brilliant idea.
Accumulate things, accumulate emails throughout the course of a week, and we'll give it away the following week. We'll announce the winner. So we'll come up with something. Yeah. We'll have all the details next week.
I like it. It sounds evil.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like,
I hope I get to have this voice still.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool new stuff. that's I don't know. I'm actually interested to hear. There's a lot of stuff that I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to learn from Matt.
Yeah.
You know, just things you don't know. Did you guys know that a polar bear's skin is black?
I did know that.
I didn't know that.
I did know that.
That was one of those things that I just didn't know about and found out. So,
He dropped the shark thing on us last year, Jim. You ought to be,
come on,
you know,
I mean,
ready for polar bears.
Jim's still trying. That's amazing.
Who would have known?
It's black.
It's black, but they're obviously, Jim, do you know what color their fur is? Do we have to go that
it's
far?
White. Right. why is it skin black?
I don't know.
You can't just drop a bomb
that's
like that.
Yeah, that's another good. That's a good follow up.
And have no.
I don't follow up.
Backup information
I
at
just
all.
Cause.
Doesn't it have something to do with absorbing heat?
Yeah, well,
from the sun or whatever.
Check out the big brain on Jeff.
Wow.
I don't know that for a fact.
Look at the brains on that guy.
That's right.
What a catch. Jeff's about 5'10". He enjoys
long walks on the beach.
Romantic novels.
A margarita, too.
80s hair bands.
80s hair bands, yes.
Oh, that we could do a whole show on that.
Mike enjoys that, too.
That
was a lot of business in the front, party in the back.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
Of course, these days it'd be a skullet, not a mullet, but...
Hey, it's something.
It is. It's something.
You know?
Thank you.
I'll be here all week.
And so we're going to talk about that. I know we're going to be talking about some tailgating, some cool stuff. You know, we're going to launch.
Tis the season.
It is tis the season. That Japanese station I was had talked to, they absolutely loved the team grills that we have. For those of you who don't know, it's they're basically high end.
They probably thought it was a hotel room.
Possibly.
They're really big. Yeah. Those little Japanese hotels.
Oh, that you take a snooze in.
Yeah.
We got another poet here. Didn't know it.
I'm a jokester.
But yeah, they love that grill, and you know, it's a little bit of a tangent. But that grill, if you come to the game,
which one, the throwback or the current logo?
Well, they're offering both. Jeff.
I got a Twitter. All right. I got a Twitter message this week from a girl that said that the pro shop sells grills, and when I get engaged, I'm going to put it on my registry. Watch out!
Wow,
nice.
I thought that was pretty cool.
We've had it's funny you said that. We've had quite a few wedding presents.
Can we set up a registry in the pro shop?
We have gift lists.
Oh, that's right. You do have the
gift
list, don't you?
Yep. You know what's kind of fun during the game? I was watching our Twitter during the game, the pro shop, twitter.com/PatriotsProShop is our Twitter. And I was watching, people were writing to me telling me what they were wearing for their while they watched the game, what Patriots stuff they were wearing.
Hmm.
Like I'm in British Columbia and I'm wearing my Navy Brady jersey.
It's kind of kinky.
It was borderline kinky.
It's kind of...
That's why I'm bringing it up. Thinking maybe we can take it to the next level. But it was neat.
Jim Scullin's on Shop Talk.
Patriots Pro Shop.
What are you wearing?
But it was cool. People would write, you know, I'm in California and I'm wearing my throwback hat, you know, and I was retweeting all those. And I did a couple, and next thing you know, they started flooding in.
Oh, that's funny.
Listening to Barry White.
It was kind
of
cool.
Maybe one of the shows we should do that is email a picture, you know, of yourself, a clean picture of being a clean.
Glad
fan.
You stressed that. I was gonna say, do we sell Patriots lingerie yet? Is that have we
no,
forayed
we do
into that? No,
we do not. But we have items that can be made.
No.
You're not gonna team up
know.
With Victoria's Secret
we,
up there.
We have intimates. Yes,
there is some.
Could be
a that's true. We do
together.
Have. We do have.
There's some intimate items.
That's true.
And they are
delicates.
Delicates. I don't even know.
Ladies for the delicates.
Ladies petite. It doesn't even matter. They have it all, the whole thing.
They're delicate.
See, when Tracy's not here, we can just have so much more fun.
Yeah, we're all in trouble.
Yeah. Get that right. So I don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
Is that your wife calling me?
Bring me home. My wife's a steal.
Oh, I don't think that's what she was going to say.
Yeah, exactly. She'd be ripping me. My wife would never listen to me on this thing.
She should
the
call
whole time
in.
She'd be like, you're an idiot.
She listens to you at home, so why would she want to listen to you when you're at work?
That's a good point.
5 hours every night of me just
yapping away about polar bears and sharks have no bones, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, are we up against the clock? Are we still good?
Still got another minute or two if
you
want.
That's cool. So we're going to talk about the tailgating stuff, but like I said, the grill. So if you're at the game this weekend and you get here early, which it's a 1 o'clock game, that's usually when we get a nice rush, you might, accidentally leave some of your tailgating gear at home and come to the pro shop. Try something cool, something unique.
Do you have T-bone steaks there?
No. Maybe you should have a live lobster tank, something like that, or just fresh clam chowder.
That would be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Patriot clam chowder. That'd be good. I got a chance to kind of walk through a little bit of the parking lot last week, and unfortunately we don't get to do that much on game day because we're buried. But, man, the tailgating that our fans do is I don't know where I saw it. It was recently on a site about the top tailgating cities for NFL, for football.
Yep.
And we were up there. We were in the top three or top five.
I think top five, definitely.
It was pretty cool, and it's true. For anybody who's gone to I've been to a bunch. There's some cities that just got it right, and some that, more of city stadiums, they just unfortunately don't have the allocated space to do it. But
right.
Well, they're in unsafe neighborhoods where you wouldn't want to do it.
You know, there's plenty of tailgating.
Not like friendly Foxborough.
At the Thattleboro.
Really?
Really?
Games, you can tailgate.
Jeff
and I will tailgate.
We will be there.
Free.
We will be there.
The Patriots are doing a great promotion this year too. They teamed up with Auto Trader,
right?
And we're doing like the tailgate of the week, and where we go out and we find three of the best tailgates before the game out in the parking lot, film them. You get up on the Jumbotron and you get entered to win some great prizes.
Awesome.
So more encouragement to soup up your tailgate at the Patriots.
Absolutely.
Are employees eligible?
Because when we're looking for these great tailgates, the things that catch our eyes are obviously
Patriot
the Patriots tents, the grills,
gazebos.
It helps enhance your chances.
Banners, flags.
Kind of giving you the
Bubba
answer.
The Bubba inflatable.
Bubba and Tiny.
Her employees
giving
eligible.
On how to win.
Right.
Yeah.
He's basically giving you the answer how to get stand out.
Yeah, we got those.
And it's not just the product, Jeff. I mean, they got to be wearing the stuff.
Got to wear the gear. Got to wear the gear.
Because we do take a nice picture of you to put on the Jumbotron, and if you're not wearing the gear, you're not going to get up there.
Exactly.
Yeah, can you give me a copy of that picture? We'll send it out on our Facebook site.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Excellent.
So I think we're up against the clock, and thanks for listening. We will be back next week with...
Are you going to come next week, Mike?
Yeah, we'll see.
Because apparently not every week is on your schedule.
We got a nice little treat to close the show here, but just to show you that you're not the only one that forgets to turn on your mic.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right, so thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
PatriotsPoStShop.com.